Welcome back to another day of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is November the 13th, 2024, day 13 of National Podcast Pulse Month, and this is our entry. Every day we start off with a question and then we just let the conversation flow. So how does aging affect creativity? And just jump in. How does aging affect creativity? Does it affect creativity?
I think I have more space for creativity. You know, there's that thing when you're little and you're like, hey, look, mom, and you've made something. And if you've had a parent or an adult kind of poop on it, it hurts. And your whole body remembers that. So I think that we give ourselves the space to heal from those little edits, we'll call them. And I'm just wondering about, like, Kara, for instance. Kara has... She and Shadows did the very first interview, the precursor to the Creative Work Hour podcast, and we want to pull that file. Wherever it is, I have no idea, but maybe Kara has it somewhere. Maybe. That'd be really great. And there's one that Andy sent us too that we can use, but it is, you know, it is, I think aging can free us up. What is it, that thing that they say about when you're 20, you're all about what do people think of you? And when you're 30, you're trying to manage what people think of you. And when you're 40, and when you're 50, and when you're 60, you don't care anymore. You just do your thing.
I think maybe we care less about what other people think and care more about what it does for us. Maybe some of the inhibition goes away as we get older and more discerning. What about you, Bobby B?
Two things. Yeah, I think quite a few of us reach a point in life where the do I have enough to get by in life crosses the line of how much do I need to suck up or kiss up or just not buck, you know, a trend or anything. And yeah, it absolutely reminds me of life moments like that very vividly. So I agree, you reach a point where the risk of creativity outweighs what may become of it. You dive in, maybe a bit more publicly. I think we all privately love to take little risks or stuff like that. But to do it more publicly is something that comes with age.
I agree. Yeah. The other Bobby. I agree. The wording that I use is you just become more bold. You care less about what other people think of you. And that kind of allows you to move forward, I think, at least more publicly.
Sure. Devin, do you have a thought?
Yeah. My perspective is that for those of us who have, for most of our working lives, have, you know, gone the route of having a day job with some sort of creative outlet as a side hustle, and you kind of put it off, you know, I'll focus on that later. You know, I'll get around to that. And the awareness of mortality that comes with aging sort of brings that back into focus. And you go, no, maybe I should pay attention to that now. Maybe now is that time when I need to really turn and lean into these creative yearnings I've had. So that's what I've experienced, is sort of the clock ticking, saying it's time to express, do that creative expression that you put off for so long.
Right. We're not promised tomorrow. How about you, Shadows? Do you have a thought on how aging affects creativity?
Well, for me, it's been a combination of aging and the pandemic, because the pandemic brought to halt the amount of community stuff that I was doing, which then gave me the time to put into being creative. And when the pandemic kind of wound down, I went, screw this, I'm not going back. And I've just carried on. So it's been a combination for me.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to chime in. Some of us, it's a blessing and a curse, but sometimes you deal with something in your life directly, or someone that is dear to you deals with something, and it reframes that perception of, you know, time is ticking, time is passing by, or whatever. And right, you give yourself the grace to be more creative and take more risks, because, you know, this moment we're sharing right now can never happen again.
Yeah, we only have the present time. So one more question I think we have time for. What is the hardest part of being creative for you, Alessandra?
I get scared of things. Like if I don't know that I know what to do to start or what to do next, I just kind of like ravel up and pull away from the thing. And right. it makes no logical sense. It's just like a gut reaction of, oh, it's safer to not create, right? Because then you don't get hurt and nobody gives you, you know, a funny look. But what I'm finally getting to is that, you know what? Here I am from top to bottom, and I'm not for everybody. Therefore, my creative work is not going to be for everybody. And another way is to phrase that, which living in England now, I hear this more often. In the education system, there is still like people that are esteemed that they will do well and go to university and get a job in the city and so forth. And then there are people that are going to take the other levels, and then they're going to finish, and at 16, they're going to leave school and good luck, because the former opportunities are said to be, that's not for you. So on the flip side of that, if I'm not for everybody and what I'm creating is not for everybody, then I can say, standing on both my little feet with my hands on my hips, I can say, it's not for you, it's for somebody else. And they'll know who they are.
Right, right. About you, Bobby Wasserman, what's the hardest part about being creative for you?
Giving myself permission to go for it.
Right, right. Bobby B.
Yeah, sometimes kind of a little of what Alessandra and Bobby said, taking that first step. Once momentum's going, life's fine. You know, it is what it is. But sticking right. a foot out and taking that first step. And that it goes back to your first question. Yeah, it's kind of like you reach that point where you just laugh joyously as you take that first step.
Sure.
What's the worst going to happen? I got to step back.
Right.
But there is one other key thing, and that is what do you think is at risk when you take that first step? That can be the petrifying part. And usually right. over perceive what's really at risk, because it took so long to get to where you're standing now. You know, shouldn't I just stay here? Yeah.
For me, it's absolutely creating the physical and mental space to do it, to say, here is the time for creativity now, brain, be creative, and shut out all the voices so that the creative voice can come through. That's the hardest part for me right now.
Sure, we were talking about that the other day, about whether it can be scheduled or not. Shadows, do you have a thought? What's the hardest part about being creative for you?
It's the squirrels, man. The damn squirrels distracting me.
Oh, the little bastards, right?
Oh, it's so good.
Well, that's great. Well, it's happened again. You've wasted another good morning listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast. If you've got a question that you'd like to hear us discuss, and I don't know why you would want to do that, but if you do, you could send an email to me. That's me@creativeworkhour.com. Come back again tomorrow. We'll be here. Thank you.